Born about 10 miles from New Orleans, Jimmy Noone was active in golden era New Orleans music during the years 1913 through 17, playing alongside trumpeters Freddie Keppard, Buddy Pettit, and with Sidney Bechet. In Chicago, from 1918 through the early 30s, Noone worked with bandleaders King Oliver and Doc Cook, but he became best known for his residency at the Apex Club, with his popular little band that was based on a two-reed front line of Jimmy's clarinet and Joe Poston's alto sax. They made dozens of recordings, innovative for their time, which pointed in the direction from New Orleans to swing. Noone was at his best in mournful, soulful, slow tunes, and was capable of expressing considerable melancholy, even deep sorrow. I find his playing often flawed in the faster upbeat tunes where he and his band tended to play with staccato notes or in clipped phrases that now seem dated or jumpy. But the slower and darker tunes were pure poetry. Here's a couple of examples. On the first, a dark and melancholy rendition of Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, Earl Hines once again shines, providing a third lead melody line, a novel, even revolutionary role for piano in 1928. And that role was continued in later Apex Club records by Zinke Cohn, who's heard on My Daddy Rocks Me, featuring a vocal by May Alex. Thank you. excellent. Fine examples of Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra, particularly in those soulful, achingly melancholy numbers where he wrought so much emotion from his clarinet. We heard Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me and My Daddy Rocks Me with vocalist May Alex. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for joining me to reflect on the music of Jimmy Noone. While Noone is not that widely known today, most jazz scholars agree that he had a distinct impact on jazz music, particularly through his influence on young Chicago clarinet players like Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. His Apex Club recordings followed a key transition between 1920s Chicago jazz that was based on elements of New Orleans music and what became known as swing, with a greater emphasis on reeds, extended improvisational solo virtuosity, and looser, more modern rhythms. Evidence of Noone's enduring influence is obvious in the music of some recent bands inspired by his music. Let's hear from the Evergreen Jazz Band from Seattle. They performed this tribute to Noone and the Apex Club Band at a Northern California Jazz Festival in the early 1990s.
We're going to do a ballad now. Again, it was associated as a pop tune of the day. It's entitled Sweet Sue. The instrumentation of the Apex Club Orchestra did not fit the typical New Orleans ensemble in that they almost never used a trumpet and trombone. Why Noone used this variation sort of remains obscure, but I have an idea that possibly it's because there were not available musicians. Maybe the nightclubs couldn't afford larger groups. And simply, what worked? The obscure Joe Poston made an excellent foil for Noone. His improvisation was not real great, but he had an excellent technique and he had an excellent sense of timing. So this was a wonderful place for Noone to wind his New Orleans typical clarinet playing around this kind of lead. The Apex Club Orchestra then effectively combined elements of New Orleans jazz, popular music of the day, honest entertainment, and brilliant musicianship into a very highly personal band style. Now we're going to go to that charming little tune entitled Chicago Rhythm.
Chicago Rhythm and Sweet Sue, the evergreen jazz band from the Seattle, Washington area, sadly a band no longer in existence. Now, if memory serves me, I believe the narration was supplied by their tuba player, Tom Jacobus, during that 1993 concert. You're hearing It's About Noon, the music of Jimmy Noon on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. During the early 1940s, Noon migrated to the West Coast, where by late 1943, he was playing at a club in Hollywood called the Streets of Paris. Then in early 1944, when Orson Welles wanted a group of authentic New Orleans musicians for his radio broadcasts, trombonist Kid Ory hired Noon along with trumpeter Mutt Carey, bassist Ed Garland, and Noon's old associate, guitarist Bud Scott. But after only a month of broadcasts, Noon died suddenly of a heart attack on April 19, 1944, only a few days before his 49th birthday. His unexpected death was deeply mourned in the jazz world. Ory quickly replaced him with clarinetist Wade Whaley for that night's broadcast and composed a tribute, Blues for Jimmy Noon. Now, Jimmy Noon Jr., like his father, died young at around age 50 in 1991, only a few years after this recording. So here's Jimmy Noon Jr. with a fine group of British trad jazzers playing his father's best-known composition, Apex Blues. Jimmy Noone's best-known tune, Apex Blues. Now, that was Jimmy's son, Jimmy Noone Jr., in 1985. Today, Jimmy Noone's not widely considered a giant of jazz, but he is widely respected as one of the most significant Creole clarinet players to emerge from New Orleans. And in the late 20s, with his Apex Club Orchestra in Chicago, he forged a vital link between the New Orleans clarinet tradition and the emerging swing style of the 1930s. While inspiring Benny Goodman, Mes Mesro, Artie Shaw, and many others. Noone's music remains an important milestone in the development of jazz, and he deserves the lasting recognition that he's receiving today. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering voiceover services and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, where you'll find articles, pictures, and lots of audio clips at Jazz Hot Big Step. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. As I've said, Noone adapted well to the swing era, as you can hear in this 1936 recording of Jimmy's melancholy theme song, Sweet Lorraine, vocal by drummer O'Neill Spencer. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer sky. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. When it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetie's smile. Just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine.